Here it says Elm Avenue, July 1980.
Elm Avenue.
Yeah.
No one have any idea.
Yeah, who's this?
That's Joyce Clymer.
She's the one that that told this non-Catholic that you were going to marry him.
Yeah.
And she didn't marry him finally herself.
Oh, she had no interest in him. She was engaged to another boy.
What did she tell him that for?
Well, she was just boosting up him, that you know, not to think of becoming a Catholic. Was the idea.
She was, you had a Catholic herself?
No.
Oh, she wasn't a Catholic?
No, that was it.
Oh, I see.
No.
Well, she didn't understand the idea of being a Catholic, did
No.
And then these pictures where you start wearing black, that's after your father died.
Yeah.
How long did you wear black?
Oh, about a year.
Is this this picture that's marked Wizzy Hicken, July 1980, is that Joyce Clymer again?
Yes.
Is this a Bardsley, the one with the
yes.
cap on underneath?
Yeah.
This one that says Lenape Park, 1908, the hero, you say it's Bob Adams?
Yeah.
And he married Joyce Clymer.
He was engaged to Joyce Clymer at that time. He finished in law. I don't think he ever practiced law.
You say you don't know where Lenape Park was?
Out in Westchester. Oh. Someplace beyond Westchester.
More of Lenape Park. You had all black ones?
Yeah. So it was still 1980.
There's the funny looking guy with the derby on.
Joe Cavanaugh.
The picture it says on the in lawn.
Well, that was down at Brown's Mills, down in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Brown's Mills in the Pines. There's the picture of the hotel.
Uh-huh.
So? I mean, on Saturday, you would have a picnic planned and go out to the park, spend the day in the park, and take your lunch with you.
It was an all-day trip then.
An all-day trip and just a day spent out in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, in those days, that was big time.
And that was about all the country you could get to.
Yes, because we had no automobiles or things of that sort to take us any further. You'd go by trolley car. And then walk the rest of the distance into the park to Wissahickon Drive or wherever you were going to settle to have lunch and stay there for the day, lay on the grass and read a book or something. That was diversion and fun for us. And the girls today, I don't think ever think of things like that. They want an automobile to go tearing around in.
Yeah. Well, they want to go someplace 90 miles away.
Yeah.
They spend more time traveling, less time there.
That's it.
It says Perky Omen Creek, September 1911. That's Jim McSorley, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Henry Yost.
That's the one that says Parkside Creek, Henry Yost. The one that says the
it's
creek.
The same thing, Perky Omen Creek here. Shwanksville.
Shwanksville.
Yeah, that's up in the Poconos.
11th. That's Jim McSorley, isn't it?
Yes. That's Jim and Henry Yost.
Yeah.